This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. This story coming up, the language of immigration. What to call an illegal alien?
How about an undocumented immigrant? Well, whatever the politically correct lingo, many of these immigrants come from Mexico. That country has one of the highest rates of kidnapping in the world. But those who commit the crimes are rarely prosecuted. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro brings us this story of a Mexican mother on a crusade to find justice for her missing son.
After so many months of telling her story, Maria Isabel Miranda de Wallace is prepared. Her makeup is impeccable. She talks matter-of-factly, giving all the relevant dates and sequence of events. On July 11, 2005, a mother's worst nightmare took place.
Mi hijo nunca faltaba a la casa.
My son always slept at home. When we saw that he had not come home, we began to call around, trying to see where he was. The next day, at 8 a.m., we went out looking for him everywhere.
She discovered that he had gone to a cinema on a date with a dancer, and trying to retrace his steps, she found his car dumped on the side of the road.
When I found it, I began to sob. Suddenly, someone came up to me and told me that they had originally seen the car around the corner near some buildings.
Not knowing what to do, she called the authorities. She waited patiently, but the police gave her little help, even after the kidnappers contacted her demanding ransom. She says she was willing to pay, but all of a sudden, they stopped communicating with her. And thus started DeWallace's unlikely career as a detective in search of her son, a 36-year-old father of one who lived at home after his divorce.
La policía no hace nada, absolutamente nada.
The police didn't do anything, absolutely nothing. So the only thing that occurred to me is to investigate matters myself, to find out what happened to my son. I started with the car and those buildings. I asked at the corner store there. I asked the woman who sells quesadillas, a security guard, the garbage man, the postman, everyone in that community.
She found out that her son had been taken to an apartment used by a couple. She found out that the woman was a dancer from Guadalajara who worked for a group called Climax. She contacted the group's manager and pretended she wanted to hire them for a gig. She was given the girl's name, Juana Hilda Gonzalez, and family address. She then called Juana Hilda's mother, this time pretending she wanted to buy property from the dancer.
Y me da un número. Entonces, con ese número,
she gives me a number for her daughter. With that in hand, I find out the address it corresponds with. I go to that house and I begin to watch it. I would rent taxis and different cars.
After stalking the couple, she calls the police, who initially ignore her.
They didn't believe me at first, but after I insisted, they sent people over and they captured her.
The dancer's accomplice, Cesar Freya Morales, escaped. But through her stakeouts, DeWallace discovered he is a former policeman who had another lover. So she goes to the lover's house and lies in wait for him.
Veo que viene César Freire cruzando la calle. Entonces, yo le grito a César y le digo.
Suddenly, I see him crossing the street. I scream out to him that he give himself up because he's surrounded. He insults me and pulled out a gun. My brother was with me, and the only thing he could remember was that when a savage dog bites you, you have to pull their legs out from under them so that they let you go. So he grabbed his legs, and Cesar fell to the ground.
This middle-class mother presided almost single-handedly over another arrest. But what of her son? His body's not been found. The police believe he put up a fight when he was taken and was killed.
What I'm looking for now is his body. It's what I ask God and all of the people. If they really killed him, give him back to me. But you know, I also ask God for a miracle that will return him to me alive.
The man who originally set up her son for the kidnapping by introducing him to the dancer is still at large. His name is Jacobo Tagler Dobin, and most of Mexico City and the country knows that because she's plastered his face and name on huge billboards.
My message is that we have to change this country. We have to do our part to speak out. I think the problem in Mexico is that we live trapped between the indolence and apathy of the authorities and the fear that the criminals impose on us.
The campaign and her story has caught the public's imagination and made her a heroine for many who call her up asking for advice or lending support. But she has received death threats too. She now travels with bodyguards, but she says nothing will stop her. Lourdes Garcia Navarro, NPR News.